Let's go, girls.
You're listening to Eco Frenzy,
University Radio Nottingham's official sustainability podcast.
Listen live on Saturdays from 3 to 4pm on urn1350.net.
DJ!
This is URN
University
Radio Nottingham.
We're back.
And someone else is back too.
Hey.
It's Georgia.
Georgia's back.
I'm back.
An original eco-frenzier. So we've got two original eco-frenziers. We've got Erin and Georgia.
Mm. And then we've got Gabby.
And then me. Fresh. Fun.
But not fresh anymore.
No. Not a fresh anymore.
Gabby spent all of last year being the silly little fresh.
Yeah, I can't just go, oh, well, I'm a fresher. Can do whatever I want.
You got to mature now.
Yeah.
You're year two.
I'm year two. I have to be mature. We'll see how it goes, yeah, I guess.
And
no one can call me silly fresh anymore. Well,
we can.
They will, but they shouldn't.
Because you're always a fresh in our eyes.
Honestly, I am just a child, which is, it doesn't even make sense because I am the same age as, I will put this out there, I am the same age as Erin is. Okay. I am the same age as Erin is, but I had a gap year and she didn't. So I'm just officially the child of Eco Frenzy.
You are younger than me.
Yeah.
I'm younger than you by like 6 months.
That's a lot of months.
It's still younger.
But yeah. No one's quite as old as Georgia
exactly.
is here.
And I'm the oldest.
And Georgia is mum, clearly.
Mother.
But yeah, Eco Frenzy is back. You're listening to Eco Frenzy, if you weren't aware. This is that. It's University Radio Nottingham sustainability show. Talk all things environment, sustainability, all that jazz.
We try and keep it light, but it is often soul destroying.
And we're on an earlier time this year, 3 to 4 p.m. Ooh. Which is a lovely time. Lovely afternoon.
You know, you give us feedback on how we feel about 3 till 4 because we're trying it. Mm. We're going to try earlier, but we were quite attached to 5 till 6. But also, 5 till 6 and the walking home in the dark,
in the winter,
and the waiting all day to get in the studio and all of these things. So we're trying 3 till 4, but we do appreciate feedback.
Yes. Three to four means sundowners.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you're listening in, follow us on Instagram, EcoFrenzyURN, where you can keep up to date with everything. We're posting lots of pictures, loads of what we're doing in the show, what our plan is. This show, I believe, is going to be a bit more relaxed. We're just going to go for sort of summer chats, check up on how everyone's doing, nice little introduction to the year.
Just a nice like update on what everyone's been up to, particularly Georgia, since she's actually been away, not just for a few months like me and Erin, but a whole year. A whole year without URN. It must have been rough.
It was tough. I had so much to say that I just couldn't say to the people.
Yeah, exactly. You've got your voice back.
Yeah.
You now have your like hour in a week where you can just give your opinions to people.
Yeah.
Which is our favourite thing, isn't it, Erin?
Oh, we love
opinions. The thing is they can't say no.
No, they can't. They can't because I'm like, well, just don't tune in then. This is an hour for us three to give everyone our opinions. Karen and Stephen, mum and dad, dearest, should currently be listening. I did give them a little reminder phone call this morning.
Kate and Mike have had their reminder.
Georgia, are your parents listening?
Definitely not.
Lovely. Lovely start to the show.
I'd be lucky if they even messaged me today, so I can't ask for much.
It's okay. Erin's mum and dad and my mum and dad can just be everyone's mum and dad listening to the show.
I'm here for that.
Yeah.
Karen and Steve, if you're listening, message in.
Yeah, they will. They should. Stephen, message in. Do we want more summer chats?
We can do a bit more chatting.
We've got time for more summer chats.
Give us the lowdown on what you did.
Me? And what I did?
You?
I went to Barbados this summer.
She did.
Because I booked the flight like 48 hours before I was meant to go. It was insane. It was amazing. I went with my lovely, beautiful friend, Ruth. And her family very kindly invited me to go out with them. Did spend my whole plane journey over thinking about my carbon footprint. Yeah.
The guilt.
Because I think also I've not been abroad since pre-COVID.
Wow.
So February before we went into lockdown, I went to Amsterdam, and that is the last time that I left the UK.
Did you fly to Amsterdam?
Yeah, did fly to Amsterdam, and then have not been abroad since then I don't think, not off the top of my head I can remember. So like this long haul flight to Barbados, like 8.5 hours, and I was just like, oh, my carbon footprint has been doing so good by not flying anywhere, and now I am also like, I'm not Taylor Swift who just flies everywhere all the time.
Did you hear her justification for that though?
No. I didn't.
Yes, it's her private jet, but she lets her friends borrow it.
Ooh, oh, that's nice, isn't it? Lovely.
Pass the blame.
We did get a message that Kate and Mike are listening in.
Hi, Yay! Kate.
Hi, Mike.
Love it.
They were here last week, actually.
Were they?
Yes.
IRL?
IRL, sitting right here.
Oh, my God.
The iconic pictures of Mike. Mike made his return. I don't know why I'm calling him Mike. My father. really strange to call him Mike.
Yeah.
He made his return to radio because he did student radio, which is the whole reason I joined.
Is it? I didn't know that was your origin story.
My origin story is my dad always talks about in his last year he did radio. Mm. And that's like one of his most favourite things he did. He did a daytime show. Yeah, and one of, you know, he always says that he wishes he started it earlier because he really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I was like, me and my dad are pretty similar people. If he likes it, I'll probably like it.
Yeah.
So that's why I joined.
I joined radio because I got accosted in NG1 by a member of radio. I won't say who. You know who you are.
Who was it?
I got accosted in NG1.
Is this someone who's now part of committee?
Is this an off-air discussion?
Then I don't know who it is.
Absolutely accosted. Going, you look like you should do radio.
What does that mean?
What does that... I mean, they weren't wrong.
It sounds like such a bland
look, you look like you should do radio. Do you go to university often? I went, yeah, this is me. This is like my first week in Nottingham last year. I don't even know where I am. Yeah. I'm in NG1, for God's sake. It's a terrible club. Yeah. Why was I there? You look like you should do radio. You should join radio. So then I just did.
Hmm.
I did.
You did.
There we go.
And Georgia, then, what was your origin story?
Oh, it's long, long. So this is back in the day when I was in Malaysia. So it's before your time. Before your time.
Yeah. Before our time.
Before both of your time. Before you were alive.
We weren't even born yet. That's how old Georgia is.
That's how old I am. I'm still going. Still at university.
She just has like multiple degrees at this point. She's like the smartest person ever.
I was talking to someone and they said, so they're finishing their masters this year, and he was like, you know, if I can't think of anything else to do, I'll do a panic PhD. And I just love the concept of a panic PhD. Oh, anyway, honestly. Keep going.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Malaysia. So in Malaysia, I was thinking, what should I do? They have a freshers' fair in Malaysia. So cute. Love it. For, like, the exchange students. Specifically for us. To, like, say, what do you do? What should you do? There wasn't that much on, so I thought, let's join something fun. I was pretty interested in video editing because I wanted to make some funky videos of my time abroad, you know, sunning about.
That's, first of all, that you've had a year abroad is really cool. I didn't know that you spent a year in Malaysia.
Did you not?
No, that's it.
That's part of my origin story.
Part of our origin story.
Yeah, I've done it all, you know. And then they rather than having like separate, like we have like URN and then the film people and TV. They have it all as one, and it's called DAG, I believe. Digital something art skill. I don't know. It's DAG. And then basically I joined that, and then they were like, we're setting up a radio. Do you want to be part of the co-founders? And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? So I did it for a year. And then when I came back, I was like, oh, I really love it. Let's do it again. And then I came here and this is upgrading.
Yeah. We have the kit.
We have the kit. And we I was immediately kit. Impressed. Yeah. And then I was accosted by Flora. I will name
love
names.
Flora.
Yeah.
And she said...
of us all being accosted by other members of radio to join radio, which I think is so... it really speaks to URN as a society.
The majority
of people who have joined URN have joined because they were somewhat forced in some way. And then have just sort of stuck around. Have just been like, yeah, you know what? I'll hang out. Yeah. It's fine.
I was doing welcome. And when I was talking to people, I was like, I like you. You should do radio.
Yeah, but...
and then I bet you say that to everyone. I was no.
Only to
three people. There were a group of girls that I was talking to on a bus back from a night out. Bus back from, I think it was NG1. And they were like, it was dead. They were like, it was not fun. They were very awake. They were very sober. And we were just chatting for the whole bus ride back. And one of the girls was talking about, you know, she didn't get into the hockey team, all that stuff. She now doesn't know what she's going to do. Find her society. I was like, well, have you heard of student radio?
Hi.
So have you heard you were the one who accosted.
Yeah, so Erin is now becoming the accoster.
I don't know if she's joined. I'd love it if she has.
Yeah. To be fair, I kind of accost people. There was a girl who we had at Pre's yesterday, which is a friend of mine's friend, but she's first year because she had a gap year, who's actually living in the same flat that was like my group of friends lived in last year, which is, I think, is a very weird coincidence. And I was like, have you thought about joining University Radio Nottingham?
I
was like, we've been trying to contact you about your car insurance. I'm like, have you thought about joining University Radio Nottingham? Like, anyone who's bored, I'm like, have you thought about joining University Radio Nottingham? I don't know. I think it's just like the... It's like you start by getting accosted and then you become the accoster.
Yes. Circle There's a pipeline. Life. What did Flora do to you?
Oh, yeah. She was like, so I heard that you do environmental science and that you've had previous experience of being on radio. And she was like, and I have a show for you. She was
I can imagine.
Please, can you take over our environmental show? Because we sort of need to have one on the air because the SU really like us to have, like them to have it because it's helps with their sustainability commitments about like making people
want
to.
Oh, okay.
And they were like, can you set it up? And I was like, sure. And then that's when I started to recruit people. I say recruit loosely. It was more like Erin was like, I think you probably just got asked, what do you want to do?
Yeah, I was like, what are the options? They were like, oh, well, we've got this environmental show, we've got this other show. I was like, I dabble in the environment.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what I was like, because I was like, I didn't really have necessarily, like, I didn't want to demo, really.
That was my thing as well.
I didn't know what was already on URN, so I didn't know what they were looking for and things like that. And then I plucked up the courage to message Duke, and Duke was like, oh, well, we've got a girl who's on, does the environment show, but she doesn't want to do it by herself.
Yes.
Which I think doesn't make
any
sense.
Basically begging him to find me a co-host.
Yeah, and then I arrived and she was like, oh, okay.
And I messaged him and I was like, actually.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Well, and then he put me and Erin in contact with each other. But like, I'm going to have to accost people next year.
Yeah, because we're leaving.
Because I'm going to be by myself next year. So I'm going to have to find myself a silly little fresh. Maybe. Like you guys did.
Yeah.
Find yourself a little silly fresh to take
it on.
It definitely
needs to be a fresh because it can't be a third year. Because if you both graduate at the same time, you can't pass it to anyone. So it has to be a fresh.
Yeah. This is
And they have to enjoy it. You can't scare them off because they have to keep it going.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, this is
needs
the
to have a legacy.
It does, because I think, I don't know, I think URN wouldn't be complete without Eco-Frenzy.
It's their number one show.
It really is. Like, everyone loves it.
I can't imagine Eco-Frenzy and me not being there.
It's true.
Yeah, because obviously
we completely rebranded it, because the girl who did the show before us left, and they basically said, do what you like. So Eco-Frenzy is our show.
Literally. Yeah. She left. Yeah. She left, and she had a very different style of show. Hers was more like getting in deep journalism stuff.
Yeah. Whether ours is like
they sent me a few of her shows and I was like, whoa, this is way more intense than I want it to be a bit more like, well, hey, the world's ending.
Which is definitely the Eco-Frenzy vibe of we're like, everything is crashing and burning around us, but we are gonna play Shania Twain to start the show.
Let's go, girls.
Speaking of, I think we're gonna move on to a song.
Yeah.
We're at that point now.
Yeah.
So our songs for this week are our summer favourites. So they're songs that we couldn't stop playing on the summer. This one's Gabby's song, so I'll let her introduce it.
So this is Ribs by Lorde, which I worked out that on the day that I turned 20, so I'm no longer a teenager, I listened to this song about 15, 20 times on repeat because I was having... A nervous breakdown.
A moment.
I was having a moment about not being a teenager anymore. It was very stressful. It was a very stressful time. So that's why this is my top song of the summer, because I listened to it on repeat for about 4 days.
University. This
is
University
Radio
Nottingham.
Welcome back to Eco-Frenzy. This show today is everything summer, so we did a little chat about our summer to start the show, and now I think we're going to move on to a bit more serious. What do we notice environmental wise throughout our summer? Who wants to go first?
all eyes are pointing to me, so I assume
I am looking at you, but that's also just the right direction. Gabby, right direction. I think, made the decision.
I chose to look at
for the listeners.
But why wouldn't I choose to look
for the at listeners? Gabby and I kind of just both turned our chairs and stared at Georgia.
Just turned to look at her.
I need it's a bit intimidating.
What environmental things have I noticed in the sound? Like, it's all getting worse.
True.
I
mean, true. I'll give you that.
Yeah. It's all getting worse. The people that are coming into power just do not care about the environment or the future. They only care about themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, I went there.
Yeah, but you're so right. Yeah. You're so correct.
They just care about themselves.
And also with how bad everything is at the moment, no one is thinking about the environment because they're like, we have bigger fish to fry. Bigger fish to fry.
Literally. They just don't care anymore. And it's so sad because previously in the year, there was so much progress made. And now I feel like everything's going backwards. Oh, it'd be so poignant to have that Kendrick Lamar song on right now.
Oh my God. This is why we should think the show through a bit more. Because then we could do stuff like that.
Oh well. Yeah, it's all getting worse. Weather, extreme weather.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all felt it this year.
I think we all really felt the heat.
There was a point where when I was in Barbados, it was hotter in England than it was when I was in Barbados.
Yeah.
Which is, like, obviously Barbados on a slightly different, like, time difference and things like that. There were reasons for that, but it did make me think a little bit. I was like, oh God, like, It shouldn't even in summer shouldn't be like that.
Yeah, and like just extreme everything, because it's not only extreme heat. This winter's going to be the coldest on record, allegedly. Yeah. So you will get crazy. Snow. I love snow, but like also at what cost?
At what cost are we making snow angels?
Yeah.
And also I have to say, having moved into a student housing in Lenton, which if you live in student housing in Lenton, I feel your pain. It's an experience.
It's grimy, and there's nothing you can do. It's always grimy.
It's always grimy,
and
it's
cold.
Lenton always cold.
Is grimy.
And we have been. Yeah. I'm like, it's, you know, it's not quite September now, but at the point when we moved in, it was September, and we were like sat there going, I mean, we can't put the heating on because we can't afford it, but if we had the option to put the heating on right now, we would, because we are absolutely freezing. We can't dry any of our clothes because the house is so cold. Which means we're tumble drying all our wet clothes, which is really bad for the environment,
and bad
for the bills. But we've like made the choice that it's less for us to tumble dry than it is for us to put the heating on, because the house is so grimy. Our radiators, you know, in a normal house you'd be able to turn your radiator on and off. Mm. Ours don't do that, so they're either all of them are on or all of them are off.
Oh.
And that's your option with it. So we're going, we can't just put the one in the living room on when we're all sat watching telly together, or just my room and Josh, who has the room below me, we have the most outside walls as part of our room. We have the most outside walls, so our rooms are quite cold.
Yeah.
We can't think, oh, we're just going to put the ones on in our rooms for half an hour just to, you know, deal with it, because the heating system that is in the house is so old and broken and doesn't really work properly, and we can't get in. Our landlord is awful. I won't go into all of that, but
what about electric heaters, which again are not great for the environment, but it seems like it's going to be the only option.
Yeah, they're sold out everywhere. Same with electric blankets. Because what I did see was interesting was that to run an electric blanket like all day, it costs like 7p.
Oh.
It's a really efficient way, money wise, of keeping warm.
It does seem like if you can use an electric version of keeping yourself warm, it does work out cheaper. Yeah. I saw something about, you know, you can get those heated clothes drying racks.
Yes.
Those will heat your... Just having that on is cheaper to heat your house than actually putting your...
Now, that's quite a good idea, considering I can't dry any of my clothes. Yeah. Like, I'll, like, use my towel after shower, like, hang it out to dry, and it will still be wet the next time I come to use it.
Well, it's quite... They are quite useful.
It
heats the room
idea.
And it dries your clothes.
Yeah.
So
it's like putting the radiator and the tumble dryer on at the same time.
And you can move it around.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could take it into the living room or whatever and thing. Yeah. But it's silly things like, we're like, oh, you know, guys, when we finished using the oven, we're going to leave the oven door open while it cools, because it's going to heat the kitchen up for us.
Yeah.
And then we just all sort of sat there for a minute going, what has the world come to when we, a group of privileged people who are at university, like the thing that is on our mind most is our energy bills, which is not, I don't think that that's necessarily normal for students,
no.
But it's become the new normal,
yeah.
That everyone is so conscious of it all the time, like making sure you're turning lights off, which are all good, like you should be making sure you're turning your lights off and things like that, but I find it hard when like the reason that people are under such pressure to do that is not because they care about whether they've left their lights on or not, it's because they physically can't afford to have left their light on.
I wonder, like, after this winter has happened, because obviously these things are happening because of money, and we know that that's how the world works. We know that to get people motivated to do things, it, like, money usually has to be involved, or there has to be some sort of tit for tat.
Yeah.
I wonder if after this winter we will see that there has been a lower output of fossil fuels and things like that, and carbon dioxide, because people aren't going to want to turn their heating on. Now, it's horrible that people are going to be cold. Yes. Is it going to be good for the environment? Maybe. Weirdly,
possibly,
it might
yeah.
be. But I would argue that instead of being, shall we say, pro-freezing the population, I'm more, let's switch to renewable energy.
Yeah.
Just putting that out there. And I think the volatility of the oil industry has always been, the countries that are very heavily associated with oil, those countries get not always, you know, the least corrupt countries or the most human rights abiding countries. So it's really hard because as a world, you know, as a society in general, we all really want oil and things like that. And it just, it's the countries, I think, that because they found the oil, they get rich, so then you get those people in power. I look at it a bit more of a, I don't know, we can go into what causes what.
Yeah.
But I'm interested to see what happens, and I am conscious to call it a good thing.
Yeah, I think I'd be very interested to see the, like you said, the results of people using their heating less over the winter. I'd be interested to see if, first of all, that's even something that they're going to measure and that they're going to publicise results for.
Because it's the way the government could call it a win.
True.
Yeah.
But also, I'm not sure they care enough.
No.
They haven't. The current government hasn't been pushing a strong environmental message, and I don't think they're that worried about that from a PR perspective.
Well, yeah, I think
they're not like, oh, look at us, we're so green.
I mean, yeah, not to get too political. I do a history and politics degree, just in case anyone, if I've not mentioned it. Not to get too political, but what I will say is that from what I've seen and my understanding and discussion, we often discuss the environment when we look at governments and things, because it's a really good measure of measure of their morals often, and that this government, in doing what that they have done in the last month, starting off with losing the Queen and then just a flurry of poor decision making, and then the Conservative Party conference, the environment is often something that will come up at those conferences. I'm sure it did come up, but it's not made to the news because of everything else that's gone on. It makes it feel like the environment is being swept under the rug a little bit, when really, actually, if we were supporting the environment more and were supporting reusable energy, which is cheaper, then people would be able to heat their homes. You would be fixing the issues that you've created, rather than if you just go, I'm just going to ignore the environment because all of this other stuff has happened. We've messed up massively, and we don't want to bring up another thing that people will at some point have to spend money on, or also something that's not really going very well at the moment. I think maybe they just didn't want to bring it up.
But that's also because they don't want the criticism, because, yeah. I mean, the business secretary, Jacob Rees-Mogg, he is a climate change denier. And as part of his new role, he's opened up, 900 new locations in the North Sea to explore for oil and gas.
Which I'd argue is not what we should be doing.
No,
and yeah, which most people would. Yeah. Probably why they've not mentioned it.
Yeah, so it says that even the government's own advisors on climate change said that the best way to ease consumers' pain for high energy prices was to stop using fossil fuels rather than drill for more of them. So it doesn't help consumers.
Oil's only ever going to get more expensive because it's a non-renewable resource.
Literally.
That's literally the point of it. And I'm not being funny. If we can grasp that, then the people who are running the country should be able to grasp that.
Yes, and our government has a legal, like L-E-G-A-L, commitment to reach net zero greenhouse emissions by 2050. And by opening up new exploration into fossil fuels, that seems like it's going the other way.
I am curious as to if a government's being held responsible, calling it legal, what the punishment is for them.
Well, that's the thing that they won't talk about. So that's the whole point, is that they won't.
Because if it's just a slap on the wrist, then no one cares.
Yeah, but they are held to it by the Paris Climate Change Agreement. But the problem is that they did an investigation, I think it was earlier in this year, in about January, to say that, like, I think it was 90% of the countries' commitments, all countries that have made a commitment, they won't be reached. So the UN can't punish everyone.
Yeah.
So what
yeah.
are they going to do? They're just going to let it go.
And as soon as you start letting it go, no one's going to do anything.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, this is the thing, which is... I mean, I love it when we keep it light for the first episode. Yeah, exactly.
Can I just say, this was supposed to be a fun episode. This little segment was supposed to be Gabby talking about...
Yeah, it was meant to be me talking about, like, retail in general and, like...
Sorry, an undisclosed brand.
An undisclosed brand. And the amount of single-use plastic this specific undisclosed brand engages with. Just constant, like, it's constant plastic. Like, you're unwrapping an item of clothing from plastic, you're putting it out on the shelf, a customer is buying it, they're returning it, and I am putting it back into a single-use plastic bag to be sent to the warehouse.
I do,
which is just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. Like, why are you sending clothes to retail stores where each individual item is wrapped in plastic? Like, when it's just completely unnecessary, they know that we just unwrap it all. So why are you putting the effort in to put it into a plastic bag in the first place? Package it up, send it to us, then we unwrap it, we put it on a hanger, put it on the shop floor, and then a customer buys it, and then it gets returned and it goes back into a plastic bag and gets sent back to the warehouse. It seems to be a lot of unnecessary plastic, also a lot of time, effort and money that they would be saving if we didn't have to do that.
Yes.
So they make their lives, by engaging in this single-use plastic so consistently, they make their lives more difficult, which is why I find it so frustrating.
Yeah, I see the benefit of it in terms of it stops any of the clothes being damaged. But if you just put it in one big plastic bag instead of individually wrapped, yes, it's still waste, but you're minimising it.
Or a cardboard box.
Well, no, it comes in reusable...
That's not waterproof, is it? Oh,
it comes in reusable plastic tubs, like big plastic tubs, which are waterproof and all of those things. You know when jeans, like the dye rubs.
True. And you don't things to tangle as well.
But you could easily solve it by, when you stack things up into the box, just putting a piece of tissue paper in between each item.
Yeah.
Which can then be recycled.
Yeah.
You know, there are so because I can understand that you not want, you know, when you have freshly made clothes, the dyes may run and things like that. Or you could even do like, oh, the only thing we're having in this box are jeans.
That would make the most sense rather than the...
Yeah.
Because the problem is if the dye leaks onto the tissue paper, it sort of makes it unrecyclable.
True.
Nightmare.
Sorry to...
No, well, getting on to more things I've noticed over summer is the bin situation in Lenton is...
Weird. Sorry, I will always be anti-Lenton bins because the recycling bin is the black bin.
No,
brown one.
So the recycling bin is a brown bin with a grey lid, and then the non-recycling bin is green.
Yes.
Sorry, what?
That
is not having the green bin as the
problem
recycling
with the world
bin
this day.
Yep.
Green means recycling. It means the environment. It means all good things. That's
green
why
green is intrinsically linked with the environment.
Yeah. Most so we spent 2 weeks putting everything in the wrong bin.
Oh.
You know, like, we've spent 2 weeks putting everything in the wrong bin after we've, you know, had a massive house discussion about rinsing out all our recycling, doing, you know, we're really trying to do the most. and then putting everything in the wrong bin. Because, and you know, you can say we should have looked it up. Yeah, we should have.
But why is it like that?
Why is it like that in the first place? Why would the green bin be non-recycling?
Can we start a petition to Nottingham City Council?
Yeah.
I don't even live in Lenton. I have Beeston bins. Beeston
bins. Fantastic.
Because Beeston's part of Broxtow. So it's a different council. So we have a glass bin, firstly.
Mm-hmm.
Lenton needs glass bins because it's a very student area, yeah, and they are drinking things out of glass.
Gasp.
Gasp.
And then we've got the normal recycling bin, which is green. And then we've got the normal bin, which is black. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to call it the normal bin anymore. It's going to be the recycling and the non-recycling bin.
Yeah, the general waste.
No, not even general waste. Non-recycling.
Non-recycling.
Let's normalise recycling.
Let's call it out for what it is. It's non-recycling.
And yeah. I think Beeston, well, my bins, where I live in Beeston, we have a food bin, food waste bin.
Mm.
And that annoyed me the most about living in Lenton is it was not a food waste bin.
Yeah, so we have a food waste bin in our house, one of the little caddies that like yeah. sit on the side. And when we had people from the uni come round to talk about bins, you know what? I'm okay with it. And we were like, oh, we have this food waste caddy, but we can't see a food waste bin. They went, oh, yeah, they stopped doing the food waste bin years ago. I don't know why you've still got it. So we're just having to put our food waste, all our lovely compostable food waste that we've got in the special compost bags, is just going into the non-recycling bin because we don't have a waste one.
No sense.
At least you're putting it in the compostable recycling bags because the problem is, yes, everything will decompose generally, but if it doesn't have the air to breathe, the food won't.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, this is the thing. And also we still use the caddy on the kitchen side because it stops the bins and the smelling.
Oh,
that gets emptied so much more often than our big bins in the kitchen do.
True.
We just take it straight outside. So to be fair, it's worked out quite well for us, but it would be even better if it was actually being composted like it could be.
I wonder, because when I was in Lenton, we also had a garden waste bin. And I wonder what they would do if we put the food waste in there.
We do not have a garden waste bin.
Oh, you can get one if you want one.
We could get one.
But it's ultra confusing because it's just brown. So it's like, it sits next to the
normal, the
brown and grey. Yeah.
So you have no, the brown and grey is the recycling.
Oh, the recycling.
Yeah.
Oh,
this is what we mean, though, by it's so easy to get it wrong.
Yeah. I lived there for a year and I still can't remember.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we're going to keep talking about this. We need a song break. Speaking of bad, this is my song, Bad for Business by Sabrina Carpenter. It's not a bad song. Her album, I've Been Obsessed With, came out in the middle of July, and it's all I think I've listened to until including now. So enjoy, everyone, and we'll come back to you with more Bin Chat.
Online. This is URN.
We're back. That was Erin's song.
That was Erin's song.
Which was vibes. I've not heard that song before and really enjoyed it.
You should listen to her album. Honestly, I was obsessed with it. And then one of my friends texted me and he said, I think you'd like this album. And I was like, Ed, you don't even know. You don't even know.
I love it when people recommend like album stuff. Like when people take the time to message and go, oh, I think that you would really enjoy this. And I always feel so loved after people do something like that.
But do you also feel special when you like say play a song and someone goes, I really like this song, or like you play a playlist and people are like, I love this place. I feel like honoured.
Yeah, that was me at Breeze last night. I was DJing and everyone's like, this playlist is so good. And I was like, it's mine.
I'm actually qualified in playing music.
It's actually my job. Have you considered joining University Radio Nottingham?
Have you ever thought about DJing? Because, you know, we've got DJ decks on University Radio Nottingham.
Yeah. Anyone who wants to DJ, University Radio Nottingham.
I really kind of
think it's quite technical, though, isn't it? The ladies who DJ in the female toilets at Unit 13, you can go like right up to them and you can see all their decks and stuff. And there were like two ladies doing it last night, and they were popping out banger after banger. I did not want to go back onto the main floor. Because the toilets just had such good vibes. Mm. And if you've not been in the ladies' toilets at Unit 13, I sound insane right now. They've like redone them so you have your own, it's like a ladies only space, like a little dance floor.
I really like
that. And they have their own DJ, and then also you have, you know, the toilets behind. Really good, really like positive space. And they were playing really good music as well.
Yeah. We need more women's spaces.
We really do. Well, eco-frenzy is a women's space most of the time.
We'll allow men.
We do allow men. We allow men we like.
Men we vet them.
We do vet them before they're allowed on eco-frenzy.
Mm. We allow them on our own terms.
Exactly. Yeah, when they're invited.
They're only on because we allowed them.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Exactly.
I think this last little bit, we've got about 10 minutes left on air. We just wanted to chat about what's coming up for the year.
Yeah, and we had climate hopes for the future as well.
Yes.
But,
like we could spiral with that, though.
But we definitely
should we
could.
Do so, what our hopes are for the rest of the year first?
Yeah.
We'll go radio first.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The radio first before we spiral.
Joe Banks loves eco-frenzy.
Of course, Joe Banks loves eco-frenzy.
So radio looking up this year, speaking of Joe Banks, I do have a new radio show if people listening want to listen in to my voice more often. Me and Joe Banks. We are doing a show called The Erin and Joe Show, of course. It's Tuesdays, 3 to 5. I keep forgetting it's on Tuesdays. I keep telling people it's Mondays.
Yeah, you told me it was it was on Mondays yesterday.
Yeah. But it's not. It's on Tuesday.
Are you sure?
I think. I'm hoping Joe will text in. And, yeah, I'm hoping he'll confirm.
Yeah, wait for. He says Tuesday in it.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
Tuesday in it.
So that's coming up. We've also got the SRAs coming up. So... we put in an application. We're looking
really
for a nomination, to be honest. I'll be happy with a nomination.
Yes.
I think nomination would be amazing.
I would be shocked and pleasantly surprised if we got a nomination. But then also, I'm like two minds about the SRAs because I don't want to sell us short because I think we worked really hard on our application and we worked really hard last year on being consistent and really getting the content out there and trying to make it fun and student focused and all of these things that the SRAs love, and we wrote and obviously we did our written application as well, which we both worked really hard on. And I think so there's part of me that's like, oh, we're never gonna get it, like I shouldn't even get my hopes up, I shouldn't, but then also I'm like,
we tried.
No, actually we put quite a lot of effort into it.
Yeah,
and I think I would be happy with a nomination, and I think that we would deserve it. The only thing is that we felt that we didn't quite have a category that suited us.
Yeah,
that
so well, we went.
I think that's what holds us back.
Yeah, we went for a podcast because the way they had speech shows, it was they were talking a lot more like comedy stuff. And Ecofrenzy is more podcast style. I will give us that. But yeah, so the nominations are out on the 22nd of October. So we will keep everyone updated. And if you don't hear anything, it was bad news. Don't ask.
Just don't ask.
But yeah, I want us to be able to, you know, make the same sort of content again this year. And hopefully we can put in some more nominations for next year.
Exactly.
That'd be great.
Yeah. And I think also we have the whole station, like the station nomination, which Ecofrenzy is part of the station. So was a part of that. And we were on the graphics and things that they made. Ecofrenzy had a little, we had our little branding.
They like our logo.
They like our logo. So I think, like, even if we don't get a nomination for our show, like, ourselves, we are very much part of the station, and the station should get a nomination. I would be shocked if we didn't.
Yes. If we weren't nominated, I would gasp.
I would gasp as well.
I'd go...
and then go...
There's a hand over the mouth.
That is Georgia putting her hand over her mouth shock. In shock if... University Radio Nottingham does not get a nomination.
Yeah. Any other hopes for this year coming up with radio?
Have fun.
Have fun, definitely. I want to do some more interviews. We're going to be definitely looking into that this year.
I was going to say that as well. So if you're listening and you want to come and have a chit-chat with us... If you've got something to say...
I do have someone who I would say has some opposite views to us, maybe. He was like,
gasp.
Okay, but can I come on your show? And I was like, honestly,
well, you can. It would differ.
He does economics and politics.
Interesting.
So it's like a weird mix of me and Gabby. And maybe I'll see if he actually meant it. But
it'd be interesting to see what he has to say, considering he's also got sort of like a knowledgeable background about economics and politics.
Yeah,
which
he has a thought.
The environment often touches quite heavily.
He's very much in the mind of. I don't know if this is fully his. Thoughts, which is why I'm not naming him or telling anyone who he is, but he basically said to me that if China causes a lot of the problems and they're not doing anything about it, why should we? And I was like, interesting you say that. I could go on at you.
Yeah.
I didn't. I saved it. Yeah. But
you save it for when they are on the show.
Yeah.
They're on the show, we just, all three of us.
All three of us, like, slowly turn our chairs to face them and then just spout all of the facts. But to be fair, we were looking to have some opposing views on Eco-Frenzy because we found particularly last year that me and Erin just agree with each other on everything.
Yeah.
We just do. And sometimes it was hard to get a
discussion
going. Get a discussion going when we're just going, oh my god, Erin, you're so clever. So I agree with you so much.
Maybe a little more devil's advocate this year.
Yeah, maybe we need to do some devil's advocate. And I really enjoyed when we did the interviews last year. And I think I'm with you on doing some more interviews.
Yeah. And if the listeners have any thoughts, send them over. I'd say message us on Instagram.
We're very active on Instagram.
Too active, some might say.
Some might say too active, but I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop
can't
aggressively
stop,
post.
Stop.
Yeah, can't stop, won't stop. I will consistently post on the Instagram. But yeah, definitely message us on Instagram. Or if you're part of URN, we are around in the studio from about 2 o'clock before our show. Might even stretch it to 1 o'clock if you're special. If you're special. So definitely do pop in and
there's
chat to us.
One more thing as well that we want to sort of plug to look forward to. We're about to, after this, we're going to go film a podcast episode. So this will be coming out on our Spotify channels and it will also be coming out on the main Spotify, URN channel. So Apple Music, Spotify, theirs go out everywhere. We're also looking into that. Don't worry, guys. Wherever you listen to your podcast, we will be there. Football World Cup is happening in December. Strange time, we know. But we're going to record an episode, what's going on with the Football World Cup from an environmental perspective.
Yeah.
For They Think It's All Doha, which is our Football World Cup podcast series.
Yeah, which I'm quite excited for. I've actually done some research.
Gabby seems to know so much, and I'm a little intimidated.
Quite frankly, you should be. I didn't know anything. I did a reasonable amount of research because I didn't really know anything. I even called my dad today and spoke to my dad to see what he had to say about it. Stephen, shout out to Stephen, as someone who engages with football more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
But also,
who does he support?
Manchester United. The whole family supports Manchester United, Erin. We're not going to stop.
You're not from Manchester.
No, but that's the team that we support because that's the team that everyone in my family supports. And if you don't support Manchester United, you're dead to us.
If everyone in the family does.
What's that origin story? That's what I want to know. Where did that come from?
Well, I do have the origin story for that.
I don't know that we've got time
We've
for
not
it,
got time, though.
I don't mean to cut you off, Gabby. I do want to hear this.
We only have 4 minutes left.
And we've got to play a whole song.
We've got Georgia's song. I'll save it for next week. We'll save the origin story for next week then.
Yeah. Gabby and Georgia, any last thoughts?
No.
Great. Georgia?
Just looking forward to be back, really.
Lovely.
It's been a long time.
It has been a long time.
It's been a long time. And I'm excited for this year.
Yeah.
I think we all are.
Erin and Gabby are amazing and they have done amazing things with the show. And honestly, I could have not come back and I would have been happy in the sense that you've done, like,
you're cute. Stop.
To be fair,
you feel the vibes.
Gonna cry. And now, literally gonna cry now. George, you need to explain your song, your summer song.
Oh, okay. So my summer consisted of me stopping working and I did a placement last year. And so I finished my placement in July and then I was like, oh gosh, okay, I'm not doing the 9-to-5 corporate slave.
I thought you were going to go with corporate sleigh then, and I was like, corporate sleigh.
So I just sort of needed to figure my life out a bit, and I was also a bit like, oh gosh, I actually graduate next year. Maybe need to think about what's in the future for me. Sort of getting older because I'm old.
Georgia is old. In case we haven't mentioned that,
so we have to start with this.
So Georgia's not old. Georgia is not even old. Georgia is only 22. Georgia is 2 years older than me and Erin.
But it's years.
She has so much more life experience than we
God.
Do. She's so well travelled.
She's been to Malaysia.
Did you know she's been to Malaysia?
I've been everywhere.
She's been all over. She's even done a work placement. She just has more life experience than we do.
Yeah.
But yeah, that involved me needing to figure my life out, and this song is called Figure It Out by Royal Blood, and it's a real headbanger, so if you like to headbang, get your neck ready.
Now is your time to headbang.
My neck is ready. We'll see you everyone, not see, everyone else can hear us next week. I'm getting tired. I'm out of practice, guys.
We'll
be back on air next week, 3 to 4pm on a Saturday. We're here every single week.
Listen, and don't forget to listen to the World Cup podcast as well, because we're on there.
Right.
Yes.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye. Love you. Bye.